Is school fake? After a while, you begin noticing that the world is not improving. That there is a lot of talk, but it looks like it all just goes in a loop. Look no further for proof than your own high school teachers. They are clearly passing everyone along and demand memorization and not comprehension. The idea of grades, subject divisions, timed learning periods, everything moving at the pace of the school and then paid college is obvious fraud. To put it simply, you are not learning and are merely sold an impression of education, unless you start learning on your own. And if you do, fake schooling and homework will absolutely interfere with it. For example, practicing programming requires many hours a day, and high school will completely block that from happening. To learn programming, you either need to fail high school and all the tests, or play along and start learning for real after you graduate. Your parents are using high school as a babysitter. Your teachers pretend to teach for a paycheck. And your politicians will eventually legalize drugs, on top of school being the place where drugs and alcohol get their start, and may even send you into war under a mandatory draft. Fake teachers, fake education, bad grades, bad GPA, as meaningless as it is, stupid bullies that make fun of you, actually threaten your entire future. It all adds up to a massive amount of stress, which is far more stressful than your parents' jobs, because they can just get another one. But you get only one chance at a fair start in life. In other words, if you get a bad GPA, that will derail your entire future. If your parents get bad performance scores, they just get a break and find a different job. The threat aimed at you is far more overwhelming. First of all, this is all happening because most people are pretending to have an education. The cool, soon-to-be principal that really takes interest in the students looks great, but also shows that he has no clue who you are, what he may be, and what teaching and education should be. You get further proof from well-meaning, smiley, and pleasant teachers who say that they use grades to encourage you to correct your behavior. But in a fake school setting where everything is cut up into pieces and made meaningless for performance scores and test memorization, that is just more madness. They are too tone-deaf to have any idea that they are making permanent marks on your future. They don't think that far ahead. They always had A-OK grades themselves. As a result, all they can do is teach, as their education is also mostly fake. All they can do is force people to perform, memorize, without comprehension. Things get even more complicated when you consider testing. Not just teaching, but the very nature of tests. All the tests are utterly worthless, crafted to help the students that memorize and destroy the ones who want to learn for real. Even if you build a real school, you could not pass those tests, as they touch on too much to comprehend. They are crafted purely for memorization, and comprehension can only come from pursuits of curiosities. If you are not into biology, then you are not going to comprehend the cell or motor proteins. Our life experiences and the curiosities they drive are contrary to the idea of standardized education. Standardized education can only work on lowest common denominator level and only by means of memorization, which is to say, this is just job and obedience training. School as we have it today is not yet about knowledge. If it was, the main thing you would be starting with is listening to narrated books written by great beings, the clear thinkers that changed the world. For knowledge, you have to turn to self-education, where tests don't even exist, as they become a matter of how far you travel into the world of your own curiosities. Real education is purely about the pleasure of finding things out, to borrow from Feynman's words. Fake education is just memorization, performance, and tests. That is not gonna work. You can figure out the solution to it all on your own. What you really need is a way to tell if what I am saying is true, and a way to measure how bad things really are in your part of the world and in your school system. And I have a tool you can use. It is the most rebellious and blasphemous and wizardly thing that has ever existed. And you don't have to master it. Often you get a lot out of it if you just use it in your thought experiments as a testing framework. The tool is the art of computer programming. And the way you use it is this. The teacher presents a new subject, architecture of a cell, strict philosophical logic, or even painting on canvas, and you try to see what you need to create a computer program. If they teach you enough to create a meaningful program, that is pretty good. If not, then that is partial knowledge or filler material to make it look like they are working. The way you deal with the architecture of a cell in this context is by attempting to create a simulation of it. Did they teach you enough to simulate a living cell? In context of logic, can you write a program that functions in a way that the teacher described? Does it work to produce something meaningful, or is it obvious? The act of painting on canvas is also compatible with computer programming. Did they teach you enough to create a color mixing program? Can you create a program based on what the teacher taught you about creating portraits? And can you project the result on the canvas and paint it from there? If the teacher tries to teach you hand-eye coordination, then that is absolutely fraud. That is something that comes after 15 years of doing portraits. It is not supposed to be the first thing you start with. And the wall projector above their empty head is actually a camera obscura or camera lucida, depending on how you look at it. That's how you start art. Functional knowledge means that you can make a program. If you can't make a program, then the teacher is just burning time to collect all the paychecks. Then they'll just force you into inventing cramming and blame it all on you if they ever get caught. In fact, they may just go in circles saying that you shouldn't memorize. But that's exactly what they want you to do. I recommend that you get a real education by any means necessary. Don't memorize. Don't take tests crafted to force you to do so. Get together with your friends, face the fact that you are being cheated out of real education, and at first, every Friday, begin searching the internet for learning JavaScript videos. Despite what others may say, JavaScript is a flexible universe, far superior to Perl and PHP that began the building of the web applications. When you learn a programming language other than JavaScript, the day you finish your biggest project, you will still need to learn JavaScript to correctly put it on the web and to give it a proper user interface. Put an A-team together and begin listening to powerful narrated books and learning programming so that you have a real and functional education that enables you to create real and functional things. Once you are ready, begin preparing for walking the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. And remember to bring all the most powerful books, because listening to them once is nowhere nearly enough. Whatever you choose, wherever your adventure, please aim to grow all the way up until you become a great being.